Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
701 Sports Radio 94 WIP on a football Friday night as we get set for Week 15, which actually started last night with the Baltimore Ravens doing what they do pretty much every week. Blow everyone out. They won last night over the Jets. A big Week 15 slate, playoff implications pretty much everywhere, including down in D.C. where the Eagles will play. Stucky joins us every week. He's from the Action Network. Let's talk about Week 15 here. Stucky, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Yeah, it's a good week, but somehow the 6-7 Cowboys, they don't have to win still.
It is incredible. Like this NFC East, we say it every week, but you're right. If Dallas loses and they just beat the Eagles next week and beat the Redskins, they're going to win this division at, what, 8-8?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's crazy. And then now the Eagles could have something to say about that, Stucky, and they will have their chance at the Cowboys next week. Let's start with their game on Sunday in D.C. They're not very big favorites. 4.5 points when I last looked at it. Understandably, the Eagles have not earned to be bigger favorites versus most teams. But what do you make of this game? Eagles win in overtime Monday against the Giants and now in D.C. against the Redskins.
Yeah, I think that they'll probably find a way to pull it out, but, I mean, I think the line is about right. I actually played some under 40, some under 20-ish first half. I think it should be just an ugly game. And, you know, these late – I've mentioned this before, these late-season divisional games, when teams are familiar with each other, unders have performed really well. But, I mean, the Redskins' passing attack is nothing to speak of. They just want to – I mean, they're the slowest team in the NFL. They just want to run it and take forever in doing so. But now they don't have Geis, so like they lost their, you know, the electric explosive runner in their backfield. And the Eagles do defend the run really well. So I can't see Washington having much success on the ground or on offense. And then on the other side of the ball, you know, the Skins defense is still competing. And you know, there's just no speed or explosiveness on this Eagles offense that now won't have Jeffrey. So I think it's going to be a grind on both sides. I'd imagine the Eagles probably find a way to pull it out, similar to what they did against the Giants. But this one should be ugly and low scoring. And, I mean, it wouldn't shock me if the Redskins won, but I do think the Eagles pull it out. But I fancy the under.
Stucky, you mentioned divisional games late in the season, how they could be uglier. You know, the teams obviously know each other very well. A game I'm looking at, and the line is interesting to me, 10-3 Green Bay hosting the Bears, who were pretty much left for dead a few weeks ago. It's only a 4.5-point line in Lambeau. I mean, I'm basically being told here that on a neutral field, the Packers are less than a 2-point favorite over Chicago. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, and you could argue Lambeau, which is probably the highest home field advantage as far as what it's worth to the spread. Maybe you can argue 3.5, 3.2. I mean, a lot of these games now are 2.5. It's not a flat 3 across the board. But, yeah, you're right. I think you're really getting Green Bay cheap. I mean, last week Dallas is -3 at Chicago, and now Green Bay is only -4, 4.5 at home against Chicago. I mean, pretty shocking on a week-to-week basis. You know, if you do look at some of these underlying metrics, there's things to be seriously concerned about with the Packers, mainly on defense. You know, and their secondary hasn't been playing that well lately, and their run defense is very vulnerable. I mean, but at the end of the day, and Rodgers is just dominant against the spread at home. He's dominant against the spread against the Bears in his career. At the end of the day, I don't really trust Mitch Trubisky and this Bears offense to really exploit Green Bay. So, you know, I respect the market in wanting to fade Green Bay. It's a team that a lot of pro bettors and sharp bettors are looking to fade because of a lot of their underlying metrics. And they've been fortunate in a couple games. You can go back to that Detroit game when the refs basically stole it from the Lions. But there's a number of examples. I can't get behind the Bears' love. I mean, I think you're actually getting Green Bay cheap here, despite some of their flaws and underlying numbers.
Stuckey from the Action Network joining us here. Stuckey, a game that maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago would not have looked like it was going to be a really intriguing one, but it's become one. Houston at Tennessee. All of a sudden, the Titans have gotten red hot. Ryan Tannehill, who's not just playing okay, he's playing phenomenal football, in for Marcus Mariota as their new starting quarterback. And if Tennessee, they haven't played each other yet, so if they play each other 2 of the last 3 weeks, if Tennessee wins those 2 games, they're going to steal that division. What do you make of this? Houston at Tennessee.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite bets of the weekend, and it's on the over. I played some over 50. I think it's a 51 still. I mean, you're right. The Ryan Tannehill's, some people now calling him Ryan Tanna Thrill, is playing out of his mind. I mean, I think he leads all qualified quarterbacks in quarterback rating. There are explosive plays all over the field, and it's starting with Derrick Henry in the backfield. And, you know, their play action has been spectacular. But, you know, and their offensive line is playing better. They had some injuries and some new guys in the mix early in the season. So it's all really coming together now for that offense. And they're going against a Texans defense that, frankly, just is really bad. Their secondary is awful. I mean, they've signed some Bucs corners to fill in. That's how bad it's gotten, that the Bucs cut. And, you know, their defensive front, just, you know, they obviously lost Clown in the offseason. Then they lost Watt. Just not the same. So I think Tennessee is going to have a ton of success on the offensive side of the ball and an offense that's rolling. And then, you know, on the other side of the ball, I think Watson, Hopkins, potentially Fuller back in the mix, can have some success against a Tennessee defense that now is pretty vulnerable on the back end. I still like their front seven, but they don't get a ton of pressure, and their secondary is really banged up. You know, Malcolm Butler was put on IR. Adoree Jackson's dealing with an injury, so, you know, they signed a free agent who was starting at corner last week. So I think this will be higher scoring, probably a game that can go either way. But what Tennessee's doing on offense right now is the real deal, but they might be a little inflated in the market. I mean, if you recall, you know, that Chiefs game, they got really lucky late. The Bucs game, the Bucs returned a field goal for a touchdown block field goal, but they were whistled down. You know, then they blocked a field goal and returned it against the Colts, who were kicking to go up late. So they've been a little fortunate, but what they're doing on offense is real.
Stuckey joining us here as we talk about Week 15 in the NFL. Stuckey, the game that we're going to be locked into after we watch the Eagles here, of course, 425 Rams at Cowboys. It feels like two teams going in totally opposite directions. Dallas can't figure out anything. And the Rams, you know, Stuckey, I'm looking at it right now, their schedule. Since they traded for Jalen Ramsey in the, you know, late October, here are the point totals that they've allowed. 10, 10, 12, 7, 45 to Baltimore. That's obviously the outlier. But then 7 and 12. Other than the Baltimore game, their defense has been, you know, it has to be top five in the NFL since that trade. They just look like they've figured things out over there.
Yeah, the defense is really good. And even for the season-long metrics, it grades out as a top five defense. I mean, it obviously starts with Aaron Donald. But their corners across the board, Hill's playing well. They have a great nickel corner in Roby Coleman. And then obviously they added Ramsey to the mix. You know, and then their front, their defensive line can get pressure and while also defending the run. So it's a really good defense. I do still think that there's some flaws on offense, mainly in the offensive line, which has been a little better of late. But, you know, Dallas can get pressure. And once you get pressure on Goff, that throws off their entire offense. Last week, and it's funny to me, when I bet the NFL, I like to buy low, sell high, fade a lot of these overreactions on a week-to-week basis. This game's a perfect example of it. I mean, last week, I was on the Rams. They just match up really well against Seattle, but everyone in the world didn't want a piece of the Rams. Everyone wanted the Seahawks, and everyone wanted the Cowboys against the Bears. Well, fast forward to 1 week later, and, you know, there are reports out in Vegas that 9 out of every 10 tickets is on the Rams here, and this is against the Cowboys, a team that the public usually bets. The line has since gone from Dallas -3, -4 to +1, +1.5. You know, I had to take some Dallas, unfortunately. It's a team that's just, offense is one of the best in the NFL, but they just beat themselves. Their special teams, their penalties, their turnovers, just bad coaching. I had to take the line. I hate it that I had to do it because, you know, and also at the end of the day, like we mentioned before, the Rams need this game. They're competing for the wild card, whereas the Cowboys don't necessarily, shockingly, need to win it. But I think the line has just, it's been an overreaction now that you're getting Dallas +1, +1.5 at home.
Stuckey, let's hit on Sunday Night Football, a game that was flexed into Sunday Night. Buffalo at Pittsburgh. I mean, it's been a long time since Buffalo was on Sunday Night Football. And Pittsburgh, Man, Stucky, every week I just keep looking at it and say, yeah, this is the week they probably lose. They're on Duck Hodges as their quarterback. And, you know, they're how could they keep doing this? And yet every week it seems like Pittsburgh wins. Right now these are the two wild card teams. The winner's probably the 5 seed. Bub, what do you think here in this game?
Yeah, I mean, you have a total that I think is 35.5 at some places. And that's the total that we used to see back in the early, mid-2000s with, you know, some of the Bears and Ravens defenses and incompetent offenses. So there's going to be weather here. There's going to be wind. There was potential for snow, but doesn't look like it'll be the case. You know, look, the Steelers have been doing it with their defense. Their defense across the board, and especially since they brought in Minkah Fitzpatrick, has been excellent. But, you know, they have benefited from a lot of turnovers. You know, I think this will be a war. I mean, this is, I think, a true coin flip game. Who would have thought you get Josh Allen versus Duck Hodges on Sunday Night Football in Week 15? I think this really can go either way. So line is about right to me.
Last one we'll hit on here, Stucky. Minnesota at Los Angeles. We already touched on the Green Bay game. And next week, next Monday Night Football in Week 16, it is Green Bay at Minnesota. The division's going to be really determined these next 2 weeks. And the line here is pretty slim. Minnesota made by 1.5 when I saw it. Do you think there's upset potential here, or do you think Minnesota takes care of their business before they get Green Bay at home next week?
Oh, yeah. This is – I really like the Chargers, and I've mentioned this on the show before. You know, 1.5 to 2 point underdogs, if you can tease them up over 7, you actually have an advantage over the house. It's, you know, called a long teaser. So I do have some tease money with the Chargers. I also played the Chargers small. I was hoping to get 3, but I do think there's some value here because what you're looking at with this Chargers team, if you go back to before the season, people were talking about the Chargers as a contender in the AFC. And so what happened? Well, they dealt with injuries all over the place, their offensive line, all across the defense. They lost maybe their MVP on defense in Derwin James. But even Bosa and Ingram weren't playing at the same time healthy. Their other safety, Adrian Phillips, Russell Okung, their best offensive lineman, was out. So they have all these guys back. And, you know, so this is a Chargers team that resembles a team that many people before the season said might contend in the AFC. So you're getting a lot of value because of their record and because of their results, but I think this is a much healthier team now. You know, the home field isn't great, but I think that this game is, you know, these two teams are pretty much even, and right now with the Chargers' healthy roster. So, you know, you can't get too much home field for the Chargers and that stadium. So maybe I make the Chargers around a 1-point favorite. So there was a little value on the Chargers as a dog. But, yeah, I would not be shocked at all if the Vikings drop this game.
Great stuff. Stucky from the Action Network. Stucky, we always appreciate you hopping on this week on a Friday. Enjoy Week 15, and we'll do it again next time.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend, brother.
There we go. Stucky from the Action Network. Throwing cold water in my dreams of Kirk Cousins and the Vikings winning the NFC North. But that's good stuff there. And it felt like, Tucker, just the way Stucky described his thoughts on the Eagles-Redskins game, I wouldn't exactly say it felt like Stucky trusted the Eagles on Sunday.
No, he kind of danced around rather it. Skeptical.
Yeah, he did. So you don't trust the Eagles?
Not wholeheartedly, no.
Stucky doesn't trust the Eagles. Am I the only one on this trust bus? Because that's what it's become now. It's the trust bus. This weekend, we head down to D.C.
It's not the playoff bus.
Well, it's the playoff bus, but it's also the trust bus. 888-729-9494, #9494. That is how you get in here. And look, if you just hopped in the car, we did a little process pregame. We had Stucky on. And then this is what I wanted to talk about to start the show tonight at 6 o'clock. Because I look at this Eagles team as we go down to the game on Sunday in D.C. And despite all of the things that have been out there, despite this team, every time you want to get on board and want to feel good, they take it right back. Despite those things, I trust the Eagles on Sunday. There's not an ounce of me that sits here and thinks that at 4:25, they're actually going to have a loss on Sunday. I don't believe that. And there's a couple of reasons. Number one, Doug Peterson. I trust Doug, and I think he learned from what happened a couple weeks ago. And I think the addition here of Boston Scott, and look, Miles Sanders of Boston Scott had to combine for nearly 200 yards of from scrimmage on Monday. Like, they found something there, and they should be able to continue that on Monday. So I think Doug will stick with the run more than he has in a few weeks against a bad run defense team in the Redskins. Number two, there's some muscle memory here to the Eagles. They did this last year. It's the same kind of scenario. And I think now it's not 5 games out. It's not 5 weeks out where they have to go on a run. Like, it's a very simple formula now. I think the Miami game, although I think it's easy for us as fans to say, man, you got to win out now. Enough nonsense. I think for NFL teams, until you do, until it's actually real, I don't think that applies. And I think for the Eagles now, it applies. Like they have to get it now. They have to win. And if they win these next two, they can win the NFCs. And then I just love the matchup. I mean, here's the reality of it. The Eagles have not lost to the Washington Redskins since Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson's rookie seasons in 2016. 2017, they beat him twice. In D.C., here. 2018, they beat him twice. 2019, they beat him once. Five in a row. They have not lost this team in basically 3 years. And I don't think they're going to go down there Sunday against a rookie quarterback who can't move, who can't avoid pressure, and is completing less than 60% of his passes and actually lose the football game. 888-729-9494, #9494. Do you trust the Eagles on Sunday? I mean, I could feel it. They've lost a lot of trust in this fan base over the year. But, I mean, how about this? A game against, what is Washington 3-10? Are they 3-10? They lost last week in D.C. I think they have 3 wins on this season. I think we're dealing with a 3-10 football team. So I put up a poll before the show. I mean, this is amazing. Do you trust the Eagles to win on Sunday versus Washington? 51%, only 51% say yes. 49% of people are saying no. Don't trust the Eagles to beat a 3-win football team. Is that their record, Tucker? They're 3-10?
Yes.
3-10! Like, I can't sit here and believe Lightning's going to strike twice in 3 weeks. They're going to go, like, the Miami thing, for as bad as that was, there was some wackiness to that game. I mean, that wasn't a game they got beat from start to finish. That was a game they lost and gave away. And Sunday, if they lose on Sunday, it's going to be that kind of game again. It's going to be, they lost it, they gave it away, they fumbled, they threw interceptions, they had penalties. Get back to the Miami game. I mean, it was deep pass after deep pass they couldn't defend. It was a freak, crazy trick play for a touchdown. And it was, penalty after penalty on defense. They gave that football game away. I just can't believe from a coaching perspective and a player perspective that they will be that lackadaisical. And look, they admitted after the Miami game that the other team played harder than them. They can't. Like, I can't wrap my mind around the idea they do it again. This is a classic letdown spot. It is a classic trap game spot before Dallas. Yet I sit here with you tonight and I say, I trust the Eagles. 888-729-9494. I mean, this is a game where if they are frauds, if the Eagles are truly what I think a lot of people here feel and fear they are, like they're going to rip your heart out on Sunday before we even get to Dallas. And I don't think they are. I still think there's something in this team that isn't a fraud. Like, they're not a great team, but there's enough players here that have played big games in big moments and big spots and figured it out. And last year, they were left for dead. I mean, they were left for dead when they lost Dallas, and Carson Wentz went to the bench, and Nick Foles came back in, and nobody thought what was about to happen happened. And this year, when they lost to Miami, I think the only reason they weren't left for dead is because Dallas kept losing. But I think nationally, the Eagles were left for dead when they lost to Miami. Like, that's just not very good this year. And I have to believe there's something deep down that says, we did this last year. Doug can use that they were in the same spots last year, and they figured it out. 888-729-9494. Do you trust the Eagles to win on Sunday? It's simple. I do. Tucker does not. We'll talk to you guys about it on the other side. And let me get back. Doug Peterson today, he was really actually critical of one of his players, Kamu Grugier-Hill. Reportedly, and he admitted to this, did not disclose concussion-like symptoms during the Miami game. He is now going to be out for this game on Sunday because he's dealing with the effects of that. Look, this is a big thing and has been a big thing in the NFL for a few years now where you cannot mess around with that. Doug, very critical of Kamu. We'll let you hear what he had to say. And we have to get into a little side conversation here on the other side, along with your Eagles conversations and whether or not you trust this football team. But Joel Embiid last night and over the course of this week got a lot of tough love from a lot of people, including us here at WIP, including Charles Barkley, including Shaquille O'Neal. There's a lot of other people out there who need some tough love. We'll talk about those people coming up. 888-729-9494, Sports Radio 94, WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.